Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you guys, whether it's baseball, football, soccer, whatever it is, our coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that. Rob, do you think we can talk a little bit of basketball? Now, I know how you guys get when we mention the NBA, but I mean, we can't talk about a player who is top five in MVP voting that gets traded away. What are we doing here? Just a little bit. We won't talk a whole, I promise you, we'll get back to the Royals. We'll get back to the World Cup. We'll get back to it. Just a little dash of NBA conversation. Now, I know you guys like sad fans. Hear our Boston Celtics fan reacting to the trade that sent Jaylen Brown to the Philadelphia 76ers.
We all hate it. We feel like it's bad for the city. I don't really know what Brad Stevens was thinking.
It was a small salary dump to send him to a massive contender of the Celtics in the East. It's not the correct move at all.
You know, the fact that it went to the Sixers itself for a pretty injury-prone Paul George, it's honestly ridiculous.
We all hate the Sixers. It's probably the worst team he could have gone to. Yeah, like, sure. We blew a 3-1 lead. It's horrible. This is a really bad day.
I think Jaylen Brown, what he did for the city, what he did for the people, the organization, bringing a Finals MVP was everything, and trading him away for Paul George, I don't know about that one. That's a bummer.
All right, Rob. Here's my 1.5 Jaylen Brown takes. This is the first one. I think most basketball fans have the exact same opinion. You got Paul George and you traded him to that team. Like, if you're looking at the roster of the Philadelphia 76ers, that's a pretty strong roster. You got Joel Embiid, you got Jaylen Brown, you got Tyrese Maxey, you got VJ Edgecombe. Like, that's a really, really good team that should play in important basketball games next summer and should be able to compete with the New York Knicks. I think most people have that opinion, but I don't think we give Brad Stevens enough credit for this. I think he's basketball Theo Epstein. Do you know how hard it is to go to back-to-back Final Fours and back-to-back national championship games at Butler? We're not talking about a Kansas. We're not talking about a Duke. We're not talking a North Carolina. I'm not saying it's not difficult to do it at those places, but you understand it's much easier to do that at North Carolina than it is at Butler. He did that. As a college coach, Rob, he won 77% of his college basketball games. He was a phenomenal college coach. Tomorrow, Brad Stevens said that he wanted to get back into coaching. He could get whatever job he wanted. Whatever job he wanted. Kansas should fire Bill Self if Brad Stevens said that he wanted to be the next coach at Kansas. Bill, hey, we appreciate everything you've done. We can't move forward here. We got to make sure we lock up this guy. I think that much of Brad Stevens' ability. He then goes on to be an NBA head coach. Was a pretty good NBA head coach. And then decided to move into the front office. They've been to, what, 2 NBA finals since he's been there? They won an NBA championship. He drafted Jason Tatum, drafted Jaylen Brown, made a lot of other moves. He is one of the top basketball voices over the last 25 years. Am I crazy for thinking he just knows something that we don't know?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how frustrated you have to be to simply have the, we don't care, we'll trade you anywhere. Like, usually when these conversations happen, we're thinking, oh no, there's no way the Chiefs would trade him to Oakland. Oh, there's no way the Chiefs would trade him to the Chargers or the Broncos. Like, why even suggest something like this? I know that NBA divisions aren't the same as NFL divisions. They trade him to a team in their division and the team that eliminated him from the postseason and just said here and got back Paul George and draft picks. Like, the Celtics seem fine with moving on from Jaylen Brown. Now, you would think if you got anything remotely close to this from another team, if it was me, I would have sent Jaylen Brown. I'd have sent him to Portland. I'd have sent him to New Orleans. Hey, you want to go have your own team so bad? Go play for Sacramento. Why didn't you take the draft picks? You could have got Darius Acuff. Imagine the draft pick compensation you could have got 2 weeks ago if you had made this deal if you were the Boston Celtics. So one part of me is like, man, I wonder what Brad Stevens knows about this situation. Like, he's too good of a basketball mind to make a move that appears to be as short-sighted as this one. And the next part is, to kind of bring this here local, Rob, we don't talk about this. We don't talk a lot of NBA. Joel Embiid is the least accomplished great player in the NBA. I know he has the MVP. He has an MVP because they got tired of giving it to one person. Kind of like what happened to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we can't keep giving you MVPs. We got to find somebody else to do it. Not saying he wasn't balling out. That's Jokic should have won the MVP that year. They gave it to him out of voter fatigue. It really wasn't until Joel Embiid started complaining about MVP that they eventually gave it to him. He's never made the conference finals. Think about all the conversation we have about guys that can't win rings. James Harden's played in the NBA finals before. Charles Barkley's played in the NBA finals before. Patrick Ewing's played in the finals. Joel Embiid's never made the conference finals. Trae Young's done that before. Think about the guys that have done that. It's go time now for Joel Embiid. It's go time. If Embiid is who I think he is, and at times he can be the best big in the NBA this side of Jokic, he can be one of the top five, top 10 players in the league. If he's who I think he is with this much help and this kind of talent, Philadelphia should be serious contenders. But can his body hold up? Can he be on the floor? Can he play in the postseason games? We got a long time till we can answer those questions. But this says a lot about Brad Stevens to me, and this says a whole lot about Joel Embiid, and it is go time. They need to make a serious run for a championship.
Circling back to Brad Stevens for a minute, and yes, I agree with you on Joel Embiid. I actually think he's number four on the big four now. Like, I think Edgecombe's more important. I think Maxey's more important. I definitely think Jaylen Brown on that team is more important. Like, he's become kind of like a role player of sorts. A great role player, but a role player. Circling back, though, for a minute to Brad Stevens, because I think he's one of the better basketball minds. I think he's like modern-day Jerry West. Can you explain to me what his larger plan here is? Because I don't know what the deal is, the picks. Maybe they're unprotected, maybe they're protected. I don't know.
It's getting out of the salary. I mean, if you want like what I think on the bigger scale is, I think it is Jaylen Brown is about to make a substantial amount of money. We want to get out of this deal. He is in the middle of a five-year, $304 million contract. And I know this is a heavy NBA conversation. I think you're starting to see that some of those GMs, they're starting to be kind of turned off by those deals. And you just understand, especially now the way they've changed the finances in the NBA, being locked into one of those deals and also trying to build an 8-9-man roster that you need to win a championship today, it's hard to do both. It is hard to build the depth that you need to make a playoff run and pay Jaylen Brown $60-something million a year. You can't do both.
But so the way to do it is to have great draft picks, which is what the Sixers did with Edgecombe. That's how the Sixers are able to get around it.
I agree.
Like, that's why I'm trying to understand this. It's not like we see trades in the NFL or NBA where it's like, oh, a lottery pick is going back to the Celtics. Remember when they eventually drafted Jason Tatum, they've been hoarding unprotected lottery picks. That's how they also got Markel Fultz, but they drafted those guys. Like, I don't understand the larger plan here because you don't like Jaylen Brown. You can't pay him. I get that. You gave him to a contender who has the salary and the roster set up where they can pay him. You should have offloaded him to Utah. It does not make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. On the surface, this is not a trade that I would have made, and I would have pushed harder to then get the Giannis deal if I was going to end up doing it because you get Giannis back. Getting back Paul George, who has broken down ligaments, and expecting him to stay healthy and help you win a championship just doesn't really seem like a good strategy to me. But, again, maybe I'm giving Brad Stevens too much credit. Brad Stevens has been too good at this for me to think that he would make a deal in which they would get fleeced as much as it appears. I completely understand why Philadelphia would do this deal. I still don't understand 24 hours later why Boston would make this trade. I don't understand why they would do this. I would not have done this.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants,
And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.